This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a treat today. We've got Seth Buechly here with us. He's an entrepreneur, a speaker, a leadership and growth coach with a really cool background. Seth, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Derek. I am thrilled to be with you.
That leads us into talking about your book a little bit, Ambition, Leading with Gratitude. You tackle the plaguing questions of why ambitious people struggle to find satisfaction and reveal what they can do about it. Dan Miller, from the New York Times bestselling author, 48 Days to the Work You Love, says, ambition will show you how to harness your ambition through experience, integrity, and hard work in a way that will leave a positive legacy and improve the world. That's really powerful, and I think a lot of us out there, a lot of the listeners who are extremely ambitious, and we're proud of it, do sometimes struggle for that satisfaction. Talk to me a little bit about the book. What are some highlights that we can expect when we read this?
Well, you know, what motivated me to write the book was I looked around at people that were doing a lot and running hard, and I kept seeing them self-destruct. And I looked at my own life, and I saw how close I was to self-destructing at times. And I thought, okay, everybody talks about the upside of ambition, but we don't really talk about the downside risks. I feel like I'm at a place where I can talk candidly with people. And so I kind of get into that, the psychology of that, right? What does it mean to be ambitious? What are the things we need to look for? What are the implications of being ambitious? And kind of talk through that. And, you know, what happens if we actually get what we're chasing psychologically, right? Are we really ready for it? What happens when we don't get what we're chasing? How do we process disappointments? I find that much of what we suffer from is these disappointments. You know, disappointment is tied to expectation. And what I talk about in the book is make sure that you have mentors around you that can help you, encourage you, but also help you set realistic expectations so that as you're chasing these big dreams, they're appropriate dreams for where you're at in life, right? Yeah. Many ambitious people are very, very impatient, right?
Right.
And so then I kind of move into this transition of, all right, now that we understand the downside risks of being ambitious, let's take a moment and understand the power that gratitude has. One of the lies that ambitious people believe is that satisfaction is found through achievement. And what I've observed, and I think what the science suggests, is that actually satisfaction is found on the other side of gratitude. And so that if we want to get to satisfaction and contentment, it comes through this doing the hard work of developing a gratitude practice. And gratitude maybe sounds a little squishy to some people. I can assure you it's not squishy, right? It's actually a very powerful tool, and I would even call it a practice. I don't even think it's a characteristic. I think it's a practice. It's something that doesn't necessarily come natural to ambitious people. But scientists, social scientists suggest that gratitude has the greatest impact on the people that are least grateful. And I believe that because driven, ambitious people are so forward-looking that we don't often stop to take account of what we have and express thankfulness for you know, where we've come from and this privilege we have. And,
right.
And so the probably my favorite part of the book is the, okay, now what, right? Now, how do I lead with this relationship with gratitude? And, you know, I had this strange moment probably, you know, over a decade ago, 15 years ago, where I was getting ready to do a speaking engagement. And I just had clarity on what I wanted on my gravestone. And what I wanted was he reached for his potential, he impacted his world, and he left a legacy. And so I talk about that as the framework by which I lead now. And I'll give people three words that'll probably be easier than what I just said. The three words are me, these, and those. And so the me part is all around reaching your potential and committing to grow as a leader. And we can only be as big on the outside as we are on the inside, as John Maxwell would say.
Right.
And, you know, we all want to make a difference in this world. And I would argue that we need to start with me. How do I grow myself so that I have the capacity to be the leader that I want and to reach for my potential, right? The second part is these. So I move from me. And if I do a good job with me, now I'm positioned to impact these people that I'm actually in relationship with, right? And those would be my employees, my family members, you know, in a business, sometimes it's our customers.
Right.
It's, you know, our bankers. There's a certain set of people that get drawn into our life, those are actually the ones, these are actually the ones that we're best positioned to impact if we have our eyes open and realize that that's our privilege and frankly, our duty, right? Hmm. But here's what happens often, Derek, is people that are driven skip that one and they go right to what I would call those. And the those would be, you're trying to reach those people on social media, or you're trying to make a name for yourself, or you're trying to leave a legacy. And so you skip the people that you actually touch because you're trying to reach the people that you don't even know who they are. We don't even know who they are, right? Yeah. But my belief is that if we do it in the right order, we start with me, and then we move to these people that we can impact. Then we move over to those.